Tainus Perik, Gimel Mishnah, Test 3-9. Now the Mishnah wants to answer the question, what happens if it starts to rain? Do they continue to fast? So the answer is that depends on when the rain falls. And it's actually Machlokas Tanaim. The Mishnah says, Hayu Misanin, if they were fasting. V'yardu lehem geshamim. And then rain fell. Kodum Netzachama, if the rain starts to fall before Netzachama, sunrise, that means when the sun is first visible over the horizon. But remember that the fast begins from Alos HaShachar, an hour or so before that, at the first light, dawn. So then, Lo Yashlimo, the Tanakama, whose Rabbi Meir holds, in such a scenario, you don't finish the fast. I mean, the fast started at Alos HaShachar, at dawn. The rain came before sunrise, and therefore, we don't continue. La'achar HaNitzachama, however, if the rain comes after sunrise, then Yashlimo, the Tanakama here, Meir says, anyways, you finish the fast. The reason why is because once people have started the fast, they don't end it. And since it's like Nikar, it's evident that the fast is going on because some people already start eating breakfast by sunrise. Therefore, people start to skip breakfast. Therefore, it became evident that they're fasting and not just passing or eating because they haven't had a chance to eat yet. And therefore, the fast continues to the end of the day. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and he is more lenient, and the halacha follows him. Kodum chatzos, if the rain falls prior to chatzos, midday, let's call it noon, 6 hours into the day, then lo yashlimo, then they don't finish, they stop. La'achar chatzos, if the rain comes after midday, then yashlimo, then they continue to the end of the day. The reason why is similarly that since people eat their first of their two main meals in the time of the Mishnah, around noontime, just before noon, late morning. So therefore, if noon comes, it's now evident that they're all fasting because they skipped their breakfast, their brunch, and therefore they continue to fast. The Yerushalmi has a slight different take. It says, since the majority of the day passed B'Kedusha, meaning they were fasting, you're halfway through or more than halfway through, so now you finish to the end. And that would be the halacha, like Reb Eliezer. Now, we are talking here about the rain starts in some level of significance. If it's just, you know, a few drops of drizzle, that doesn't count. That doesn't change anything. Also worth noting is that this is all talking about a communal fast, meaning that the Beis Din had decreed on the entire community to fast in the wake of some impending calamity like drought. But if a private person takes on a fast, let's say I take on a fast so that my grandma should get better. So then, let's say my grandma does get better, or Chalila, my grandma just doesn't make it. So then the fast continues on, regardless of the fact that, you know, even if she, you know, once I committed to do it, regardless when she doesn't make it or does make it, that doesn't change things. I have to fill the end of my fast. And same goes, if hypothetically I took on to do 10 fasts, you know, every Monday for the next 10 Mondays, and along the way grandma doesn't make it, Rahman Litzlan. So then the fast, I have to fast all 10 because I committed. The difference between the communal and the private commitment is twofold. First of all, when it comes to a community, there's the issue of tircha de tzibura. Everyone is, you know, the whole community is burdened and productivity goes down. It's very difficult for the whole community to be fasting. That's not the same as a private person who opted for a fast on his own. Second of all, not everyone in the community fasts very easily. So someone who commits to taking on 10 fasts, probably he was able to ascertain, you know, that's something he can handle. Whereas there are people who get migraines or are sickly or old and so on. And when the Beis Din says everyone's fasting, of course, they're mindful of that, but everyone has to fast. But there are certain people who are going to suffer greatly. So because of those people, especially who didn't necessarily want to fast or wouldn't have agreed to fast if they could have, so that's why the fast ends if the rain became the reason to fast ended before Chatzos, l'halacha, like Rabbi Eliezer. Worth also pointing out is that if the fast continues on through the rest of the day, they still would not say the Anenu prayer at Mincha because the request to answer the fasters to bring the rain is no longer relevant. The rain has begun to come. Okay, now the Gemara also says, well, how much rain is enough? So it gives a shear, which is hard for me to, I'll just say exactly what the Gemara says. It says it has to be enough rain so that if the ground were very dry, like a dry ground, so it's like packed down and hard, so it has to, the rain has to penetrate one tefach, one hand's breadth, 4 inches, 10 centimeters. If it's average rain, two tefachim. If it's already plowed average. If it's an average ground, and if it's two tefachim, and if it's already been plowed the ground, then we drop down now to the water has to penetrate three tefachim to be considered enough rain that it makes a difference that they'll stop fasting before chatzos. Now we have a story. This is a maisa, and the maisa here is coming to confirm the halachas like Rabbi Eliezer. Maisa, it once happened. Shegazru Ta'anis, that the Bezdin Balud in the city of Lud decreed that we're going to fast the community of Lud because of lack of rain. Biyard lehem gesham im kodem chatzos, and rain fell before chatzos, before midday, and therefore Rabbi Tarfon, who was the Rav there, paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, meaning the fast is over, and therefore amar lehem Rabbi Tarfon, he said to them, Tzu, go home, v'ichlu v'shu, go eat and drink, v'asu yom tov, and then celebrate the fact that Hashem answered our prayers, and we got rain. And that's what the people did. They went home and ate and drank, and were merry. V'yatsu, v'achlu, v'shasu, the Mishnah says they went home, they ate and drank, v'asu yom tov, and they celebrated the fact that Hashem had answered them from heaven. Uva'u ben harabayim, the same people came back in the afternoon, v'karu halal hagadol, and then they sang, they recited Halal HaGadol, literally the great Halal. This is a reference to the chapter 136 of Tehillim, which is the one that we say it every Yom Tov and Shabbos morning. It has the Kilelem Chasto 26 times. It also has the partial pasuk Hodu Lelokei Helokim. We thank the God of Gods, whatever. Hodu L'Adonai Adonim, we thank the Master of Masters, which is important, and it's referred to as Halal HaGadol, says the Gemara, the Great Halal, because it has the Pasuk, Nosen Lechem L'Chol Basar, Hashem provides food for all living creatures, which is a great praise. Certainly that's like the great thing that Hashem does from our perspective. He sustains all of life on planet Earth, and that's what they said. Now, the reason why they didn't say Halal HaGadol when the rain came, but rather went home first to eat, drink, and be merry, and then return for Mincha, to say Halal HaGadol, it's because the general principle is that a person doesn't say Halal HaGadol unless he's al nefesh sava'a, he's like satisfied, his soul is satisfied, v'keres malaya, his stomach is full. So you can say Nosen Lechem L'chol Basar with a full heart, that everyone feels that Hashem has provided them with the food that they needed. So that would be the din l'halacha. There is Halal HaGadol to be said, but only if Hashem answers the prayers, meaning that the rain falls in response to the fasting. So the Beis Yosef brings a tshuva from the Rashba that if the rain starts falling before Netzachama, Kodem Amar HaShachar, forgive me. If the rain comes before Amar HaShachar, the fast never began, and therefore it's not a response to our fasting. And that being the case, they wouldn't say Halal HaGadol. And similarly, if the rain comes, like they say they fasted on the Monday, and the rain comes on a Tuesday, that's fantastic, but there won't be Halal HaGadol to be said, because the rain falling on Tuesday is not a direct, not evident, not doesn't necessarily mean it's a direct response to our fasting, whereas if it falls on the same Monday in which they're fasting, that's a clear sign from heaven that the fast and the tshuva has been accepted, and that would be the reason to have the special response of the extra prayer service, reciting, including in Mincha time, Halal HaGadol.